Blog Talk Radio.
Raise it to my circumstance. I hold my heart beat, though.
All righty. Well, let us start with an opening prayer. Okay? Lord our God, dear Father in heaven, we come to you in the presence and ask you to show yourself to us as a true, great, and almighty God, Lord, who can shed light into our misery and change it all, Lord. Let us find reconciliation and redemption in Jesus Christ. Protect and help us with your mighty hand, Lord. Let every country and nation see your grace and see the victory over all sin and injustice, Lord. Let your justice come on earth and let peace fill every heart, Lord, and show in every life, Lord. May all that happens to us serve the good, Lord. Help us always look to you, O Lord of God. We have power to rule everything and turn everything in its right purpose. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into the first message, okay? This is a devotional from verse 15 called Restoration of Authority. Okay, the story of the prodigal son moves my heart to dwell into the depths of God's limitless grace. I find myself in every facet of Jesus' words, identified with both the son's rebellion and the power of the father's love. As children of God, we are in constant need of reminders about God's mercy toward us. Okay, when the world rejects us, God calls us in. When the world writes us off, God clothes us with righteousness and honor. May this transformative story of the prodigal son guide you to a deeper and more intimate relationship with your loving Heavenly Father. One day as I spent time with the Lord, I felt him speak to me. Okay, come follow me and I'll give you the keys of the kingdom. I stood still in awe and wondering at a God who would break through with the natural and speak straight to my heart. At this point, I had yet to read the scripture that I believe was meant to define the lives of all believers. Once I came across this verse, I felt the purpose for my life was changed forever. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, Jesus tells Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth shall be lost in heaven. And later in Matthew 18:18, he tells the rest of the disciples, truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You and I are called to live with the authority of our Savior. When we become Christians, we are brought up in a restoration of authority only available to those transformed by his powerful sacrifice. We have been given dominion over the powers of darkness, that we might spread the truth of God's authority over the works of the enemy. God has chosen to use us as beacons of holy light, that the world would see us and know the power and love of our Heavenly Father. In the story of the prodigal son, the father immediately restores the authority of his child upon his return. When the father gives his ring to his son, we see a symbol of authority being transferred back to the son. No matter how terrible the sin, no matter how long the rebellion, our Father will always give us authority to do his work when we return to him. No sin disqualifies us from living a life of eternal impact. No length of time outside of the church, the Bible, prayer, or worship keeps us from being ministers of God's grace. In his grace, he chooses to use us. Each one of us has been appointed not by our own merit, but by his love and divine wisdom to live a life of eternal significance only we can live. See, Jesus is saying to you today, come follow me and I will give you the keys to my kingdom. He's giving you authority to bind and loose things on heaven and earth. You have the authority to lead others to freedom from the terrible schemes of the enemy on their lives. You can love and minister to others by the Spirit of God. You can shine the light of God's love into the darkest places and claim what the enemy is for the one true God. So take time in guided prayer. to meditate on the authority given to you by Jesus, life, death, and resurrection. Allow the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh and declare to you the purpose He has for you today. Commit yourself to be a minister of the Lord in every circumstance today and discover the incredible life available to you in the restoration of authority given to you by your Heavenly Father. So first, meditate on authority given to you by Jesus, life, death, and resurrection. Allow Scripture to renew your mind to the power and authority you have in the Spirit. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth you shall bind in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth shall be lost in heaven. Luke chapter 10, verses 17 through 20, the 72 returned to joy, saying, Lord, the demons are subject to you in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and all over the power of the enemy. Nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Secondly, allow the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh and declare to you the purpose He has for you today. Ask Him to give you revelation throughout your day on what He wants you to bind and lose on earth and in heaven. And thirdly, commit yourself to be a minister of the Lord in every circumstance today. Ask the Holy Spirit to empower you to live courageously and under His influence. Ask Him to fill you with love and grace for others and help you guide others into the fullness of relationship with their Creator. But God, being rich in mercy because of His great love, which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 7. So how abundant is our God's grace that He would choose to use us to advance His kingdom? How near is He to us that He longs to help us in reflections of His love in every circumstance? There is no greater life than one lived in pursuit of bringing God's kingdom to earth in all we do. There is no greater purpose than being used by the Holy Spirit to accomplish works of eternal significance. May you live in today's light of the authority restored to you by the power of sacrifice of Jesus. I highly recommend that you read Matthew chapter 16 and it'll bring this devotion more into light for you. Now, let me ask you a question. Okay? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ today to be your Lord and Savior? If you do not, you will get a chance to do so in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you living a life that you don't know where to go, what's up, what's down? Okay, you're lost and confused and needing to be found. And maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from alcoholism, okay, or drug addiction, or gambling, or overeating, or sexual immorality. Whatever it is, see, the Lord can take it away. But in order for Him to do so, guess what, folks? You've got to let Him in. He's got to know you in order to help you. So I ask you, okay, will you say this prayer tonight? Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and give me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, I'm going to play some more music. Okay? Here we go.
on the scene, mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go, she's running low. Facing gasoline, it's been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind, and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew, she was standing on a thin black sheet. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry, she was so scared.
Thank you.
to the next message, which is a Bible reading. Okay, it's called A Call for Justice. And we're taking this from Deuteronomy chapter 19. When the Lord your God has cut off the nations whose land the Lord your God has given you and disposes them and dwell in their cities and their houses, you shall separate three cities for yourself in the midst of your land, which the Lord your God has given you to possess. You shall prepare roads for yourself and divide into three parts the territory of your land, which the Lord your God has given you to inherit, that any manslayer may flee there. And this is the case of the manslayer who flees there, that he may live. Whoever kills his neighbor unintentionally, not having hated him in the time past, as when a man goes into the woods with his neighbor to cut timber, and his hand swings a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slips from the handle and strikes the neighbor, so that he does, he shall flee to one of these cities and live. Rest the avenger of blood, while his anger is hot. Pursue the manslayer and overtake him, because the way is long, and kill him. Though he was not deserving of death, since he had not hated the victim in the time past, therefore I command you, saying, you shall separate three cities for yourself. Now if the Lord your God enlarges your territory, as he swore to your fathers, he gives you the land which he promised to give to your fathers, and if you keep all these commandments and do them, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and to walk always in his ways, and you shall add three more cities for yourself besides these three, lest innocent blood be shed in the midst of your land, which the Lord your God is giving you in his inheritance, and thus guilt of blood shall be upon you. But if anyone hates his neighbor, lies in wait for him, rises against him, and strikes him mortally, so that he dies, and flees to one of these cities, then the elders of the city shall send and bring them from there and deliver him over to the hand of the avenger of blood, that he may die. Your eyes shall not pity him, but you shall put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with you. You shall not remove your neighbor's landmark, which the men of the old have set in your inheritance, which you will inherit in the land that the Lord God is giving you to possess. One witness shall not rise against a man concerning any iniquity or any sin that he commits. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matter shall be established. If a false witness rises against any man to testify against him of wrongdoing, then both men in the controversy shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and judges who serve in those days. And the judges shall make carefully inquiry indeed if the witness is a false witness, but testifies falsely against his brother, then you shall do to him as he thought to have done to his brother. So you shall be put away the evil from among you. All those who remain shall hear and fear, and hereafter they shall not again commit such evil among you. Your eyes shall not pity. Life shall be for life, eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. When you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you, who brought you out from the land of Egypt. So it shall be when you are on the verge of battle that the priest shall approach and speak to the people. He shall say to them, Hear, O Israel, today you are on the verge of battle with your enemies. Do not let your heart faint. Don't be afraid, and do not tremble or be terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. Then the officer shall speak to the people, saying, What man is there who has built a new house and has not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle and another man did not dedicate it. Also, what man is there who has planted a vineyard and has not eaten of it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle and another man eat of it. And what man is there who has been swathed to a woman and has not married her? Let him go and return to the house, lest he die in battle and another man marry her. The officer shall speak further to the people and say, what man is there who is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house, lest the heart of the brethren faint like his heart. And so it shall be, when the officers have finished speaking to the people, that they shall make you captains of the armies to lead the people. So when you go near a city to fight against it, then proclaim an offer of peace to it. And it shall be that if they accept your offer of peace and open to you, then all the people who are found in it shall be placed under tribute to you and serve you. Now if the city will not make peace with you but war against you, then you shall besiege it. And when the Lord your God delivers it into your hands, you shall strike every male in it with the edge of the sword. But the woman, the little ones, the livestock, and all of the city, and its spoil, you shall not plunder for yourself. And you shall eat the enemy's plunder, which the Lord your God gives you. Thus you shall do to all cities which are very far from you, which are not cities of these nations. But of the cities of these people, which the Lord your God gives you as an inheritance, you shall let nothing that breathes remain alive, but you shall utterly destroy them, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Canaanite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, just as the Lord your God has commanded you, lest they teach you to do according to the abominations which they have done for their gods and sin against the Lord your God. When you besiege a city for a long time while making war against it, okay, to take it, you shall not destroy its trees by wielding an axe against them. If you cannot eat of them, do not cut them down to use in the siege. For the tree of the field is man's food. Only the trees which you know are not trees for food you may destroy and cut down to build siege works against the city that makes war with you until it is subdued. Now let's go to worship. Psalms chapter 33, verses 1 to 3. Rejoice in the Lord, all you righteous, for praise him from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. Now let's go to wisdom. Okay, a little bit further down. There's Proverbs chapter 11, verse 4. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteous delivers from death. Amen. All righty. Well, that was tonight's Bible reading. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you let me come into your houses, okay, to share it with you, okay? So may God bless you. All right, let's play a song.
Some days I barely hold on when life drags me down. I wanna let go. When my spirit is weak, you come to my aid and strengthen my soul. Without you, I'll never doubt you. Your faith is beyond compare. As though it rains, it pours. You know all I have is yours. You smile and you hear my prayer. You rescue me. You take me from the underneath.
let's go to the prophetic word. The Father said today that the blood that was shed on the cross speaks louder than your failure. It is true that the choices you make and have made, the failures you have had and are enduring, say something about who you are. The blood of Calvary, however, is also speaking. The blood that was shed on your behalf is speaking as well, and is speaking louder than your failure. The blood is speaking louder than your sin. The blood is speaking louder than your sickness. The blood of Jesus is speaking louder than those who hate and criticize you. The blood is speaking louder than the court of man to condemn you. The blood speaks, beloved, and what the blood speaks over you supersedes what any other voice is saying regarding what happens next in your life. When Cain slew Abel and Abel's blood seeped into the ground and around his lifeless body, he cried out for vengeance. Abel's blood demands judgment by the blood of Christ, demands and commands that you go free and be set at liberty. The blood of the Son ran down the timbers of the cross and cried out not for the vengeance but for clemency. The blood cries out, you are healed. The blood cries out, you are forgiven. The blood cries out, you are set free. The blood cries out, you are a miracle, your deliverance and your freedom from every chain. The blood speaks, beloved, and it doesn't matter what the circumstances say, what any man says, because the blood of Jesus and what the blood is saying over you right now constitutes your emancipation and liberty from every limiting condition and situation in your life, says God. Amen. Well, this prophetic message goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. So I hope this prophetic message is a blessing to you. Amen. Well, we're winding down, and we're getting ready to close, okay? Okay, I want to remind you that tomorrow night we have another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio, and it starts at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Okay, so I hope to see you all there. I want to thank the callers that called in to listen. I want to thank the people that was in the chat room. And I want to thank all the listeners on the link. May God bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, I'm going to say a prayer, okay, and then I'm going to play a song to take us out. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for everything you allow us to see and hear, Lord. May our hearts become awake and alive through all we receive, so we will await your final revelation and recognize your ultimate will for all people, Lord, and for all nations and races on earth, Lord. Hear us in these days, for we know your kingdom is coming, Lord. Your kingdom is before our eyes, Lord. Your word, your help is coming, and in Jesus Christ, light will drawn for all the world, Lord. Praise and honor to you for all you do, Lord. May we see it all before our eyes so that our expectation of the last days is a living expectation, Lord, full of joy and blessings, Lord. We want to wait in joy, Lord, in love and longing for the day that comes in your glory, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm going to play a song now. It's going to take us out. Amen.
Joy that's coming like the morning. Nothing's done. rearview mirrors ripped out. On my way home, hey, why little bad, let's get stout. On my way home, no reminiscing, I would not die. On my way home, don't dwell on the past and let's just gow gow. Let's go. I'm like, say, feel skippy, come feel tripping if you don't believe me. My life is a war zone with no meal, thinking nothing comes to me. I gotta let it pan burn. I gotta keep the cap on. But they told me my head warm. I'll be done without my song.
Have a great night. Bye-bye, folks.